For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Wherever justice is not equal, justice is denied. I've told you quite often of the disparity in the medical marijuana states like California or Oregon, where sometimes a person is fined, sometimes a person is sent to jail, and sometimes no charges are brought forward at all. Disparity in sentencing also happens in states like Ohio.
Mary Jane Borden. I work for Drug Sense and its Media Awareness Project as a business manager, and I'm also co-founder and treasurer of the Ohio Patient Network. I think it was in the spring of 2005, there was a secret indictment issued against Randy Brush, who lives in Wellsville, Ohio. And in October, I think it was 2004, Randy was visited by some police officers who noticed that he had some plants growing on an upstairs back porch at his house. And the secret grand jury indictment was returned in April last year, and then the trial January this year. And unfortunately, Mr. Brush was found guilty of two felony counts. The first felony count was fifth degree with possession, and the other count was third-degree felony cultivation. There was never any indication that Brush was giving his pot or selling it or conveying it to anyone else. And to our surprise, he was given 3 years in prison for the cultivation conviction and 1 year in prison for possession. And what floors us is I had a California colleague say to me, you know, we have patients, or not patients, maybe even growers out there in California who are busted with, you know, 1,000 plants, and they get less time. If I can just make one other point here, there was a very recent, a very famous case here in Ohio that made the national news, I think on Scarborough and O'Reilly, about a judge who had let a child molester go with probation. Now, you can argue whether that's good or bad conviction, but the point is we're going to let child molesters go on probation, but we're going to take a patient, a sick man, and put him in prison for 3 years for simply growing four plants on his back porch.
To prove the disparity in the application of the law, a very similar recent case in Ohio netted the offender a $100 fine. Again, Mary Jane Borden works for DrugSense.org. If you'd like to learn more about this case, please visit OhioPatient.net. We own the truth on this matter. When will we learn to use it correctly? Could use your help. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.